The next Coachella teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. Maryland visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, good afternoon. Getting ready to have to practice here in a little bit. Very proud of our team for how we played last week, going on the road and getting a win. That was good for our guys and kind of ride around some adversity. I thought it was great. And obviously we have a big challenge, big test coming up this weekend at Ohio State. They're a very talented football team, very well-coached team. So we got to have a great week of preparation and practice and to get ourselves in a position to go play.
Thank you, Coach. We will take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, DJ, just how much of a bellwether game is this for your program?
Pardon me, can you repeat that?
Yeah, how much of a bellwether game, how significant a game is this for your program?
You know, it's a conference game, a divisional conference game, and obviously all those are very important. They all count a little extra in the standings.
And in what ways have you most improved this year from last?
I think, you know, there's improvement across the board. I mean, I think just our players' understanding of our schemes, what we're trying to do, has increased. I think we've, you know, made improvements and developed our guys we have. We've improved ourselves in spots with recruiting. You know, I don't know. I like to think it's across the board. I think we still obviously have a ways to go, but I like where we're at.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
Your next question is from one of Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. DJ, what is the biggest change you've seen in Max Bortenschlager from 3 weeks ago to today? I mean, what just jumps out at you about how quickly, I guess, maybe he's had to mature?
You know, there's probably something to be said about once you get put in a starting spot, you know, your day-to-day, how you do things kind of changes, right? I mean, all of a sudden now you're getting all the reps with the ones and preparing as the starter. I think, you know, Max has certainly made improvements and helped, and it's more about that we're able to, you know, provide those opportunities for him. I mean, when you're starting out as a third-string quarterback and then second-string, I mean, you don't get as many reps and you don't get as many opportunities, and so he's getting those now. He's making the most of them. You know, he needs to continue, obviously, to grow and develop, and I believe he will.
Hey, one other quick thing. When you watch video of Ohio State's defense, does number 11, Jalen Holmes, does he jump out at you at times? Obviously, they've got quite an array of players up there up front, but does number 11 catch your attention?
Yeah, Jalen's a really good football player. I think he does a great job both inside and outside for him. I think, you know, like you said, I mean, the impressive thing to me is how many different guys all come in there and play really well up front. But you know, we certainly think Jalen's a terrific football player.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, DJ, just when you watch the film of Ohio State, you know, as a whole going into this game, what are some of the areas or personnel that stand out about them?
I think the number one thing is overall team speed. There's speed at all positions, and you know, and they play fast. And so that's the biggest thing to me is you look at it when you watch offense, defense, and special teams. I think that pops out first.
Obviously, last year's game didn't go the way you would have wanted it to. Do you feel like your team has a lot more confidence in where they are right now going into this year's game?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't, you know, comparing last year to this year, I think there's so many differences, and I it's not, you know, I don't think it's even you can measure. So I think, I know our team's in a much different spot. There's a lot of different guys playing, and even the guys that we're playing, I think, are, you know, totally different now that we've had a full year in our program together and continue to build and develop and grow and learn what we're doing. So, you know, absolutely.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch. Bill, your line is open.
Yeah. You hear me? I asked, Urban Meyer was very effusive toward you when asked about you. How important has he been in your coaching career?
Tremendously important. I mean, I don't know how probably the best word to describe it, but Urban was the first guy I ever worked for. That's how I learned coaching right from the get go. And then we got back together again in Florida, and he's always been a guy that I've kept in close touch with and gone to for advice and continue to do that. So he's been tremendous, and I mean he's one of the best that ever coached the game.
Thanks, DJ.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.